Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
If you want a secure financial future, and who doesn't? Maxing out a tax-advantaged retirement account as early and as often as possible is certainly the secret. But many people don't realize that you can have multiple retirement accounts and sock away even more money if you follow the rules for each type of account. This show will review the rules for contributing to multiple retirement accounts. You'll learn how to qualify for different accounts and avoid mistakes. Hey, friends, welcome back to the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams, an award-winning author who's been bringing you personal finance and small business tips every week since 2008, with over 41 million downloads. I'm also a keynote speaker, and I work with select brands doing on-camera and writing work as a financial spokesperson and consumer advocate. I'd love to hear from you if you want to collaborate for a speaking event or a PR campaign. As always, you can reach me using my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's also where you can learn more about my work, books, and money courses. You can also leave me a message or a show topic or money question by simply calling 302-364-0308. And of course, if you're enjoying the show, be sure to subscribe. That's the best way to make sure you're going to get every weekly episode as soon as it comes out. So this is a really great topic because I have leveraged multiple retirement accounts for as long as I can remember, and it really does allow you to achieve a lot more with your savings. So let's get into how many retirement accounts you can have. We'll start with the workplace retirement accounts. So these are the things like the 401k, 403b, and technically, there's no limit on the number of retirement accounts you could have. I mean, theoretically, you could have 100 accounts. However, there are strict contribution limits for each type. Plus, one type of retirement account imposes an income limit, and we'll talk about that. So for 2023, workplace retirement plans like a 401k or 403b allow you to contribute up to $22,500 or $30,000 if you're over 50. And typically, you only have one active retirement plan per employer. Now, there might be some exceptions to that. Maybe if you work for a large company and they have different divisions, you know, there could be some exceptions. But in general, you know, you're going to have one retirement plan per employer. But let's say you've got multiple jobs and they each offer a 401k. Well, then you could have a 401k with each employer. However, the catch is that your total contributions can't exceed the annual limit. So if you're under age 50, you could put half or $11,250 in one 401k and the remaining half in another, or in any proportion that you like. The bottom line is that your total contributions to all those 401k accounts or 403b accounts can't exceed the annual limit. And the annual limit does change. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're up to date on how much it is increased. It typically increases, you know, a little bit each year. So make sure that you understand what that limit is and you're reaching it. So if you're lucky enough to have an employer that matches your contributions, or let's say they pay profit sharing into your retirement plan, there's a much higher limit. So the combined total limit for employee and employer contributions is $66,000 in 2023, or $73,500 if you're over 50. Again, that total limit applies to all your employer-sponsored retirement plans when you've got a boss padding your retirement account. And the limits apply whether we're talking about a traditional or Roth account at work or a combination of the two. And if you're interested in learning more about the difference between a traditional and a Roth 401k or 403b, I would encourage you to go back to episode number 672, called What's the Difference Between a Traditional and Roth 401k? Okay, now let's switch gears and talk about a different type of retirement account. Let's cover how many traditional IRAs or individual retirement accounts you can have. So anyone with earned income, and that's no matter your age, qualifies for a traditional IRA. However, high earners do not qualify for a Roth IRA, and I'm going to cover more about the Roth IRA in a moment. Again, there's no limit on the number of IRAs you can own, just an annual contribution limit that you can't exceed. For 2023, the IRA contribution limits are much lower than workplace plans. It's $6,500 or $7,500 if you're over 50 and you have that much income. So that applies to both traditional and Roth IRAs. So if you're under 50 and you earn at least $6,500, you could contribute $3,000 to a traditional IRA and $3,500 to a Roth IRA or any proportion you like that adds up to $6,500. However, if you're married and file a joint tax return, and let's say one of you is a stay-at-home parent or is unemployed, you've got no income, the other spouse can max out both of your IRAs. This is known as a spousal IRA. For instance, if you're both under 50 and one spouse earns at least $13,000, both qualify to max out a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, or any combination, again, that comes up to $6,500 in each of your accounts. Now, let's talk about Roth IRAs. Again, you can have as many as you want, but the total contribution is what really matters here. And I mentioned that Roth IRAs also have an income limit for qualification. So this is the only account out there that does put a limit on your income. So if your income is below some thresholds for 2023, you can contribute to as many Roth IRAs as you like if you don't exceed the total limit of $6,500 or $7,500 if you're over 50. So here are the income thresholds for 2023. Single taxpayers can't contribute to a Roth IRA when their modified adjusted gross income, or MAGI or MAGGIE, however you want to say it, is at or above $153,000. So, you know, that's the limit. If you're earning more than that, you just cannot contribute to a Roth IRA. If you're married and filing a joint tax return, both of you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA when your household MAGI is $228,000 or higher. And if you're a married taxpayer filing separate returns, you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA when your MAGI is $10,000 or higher. So basically, that pretty much excludes most married taxpayers filing separate returns from participating in a Roth IRA. And if you earn too much to have a Roth IRA, I recently did a show called Too Rich for a Roth IRA, Three Legal Ways to Have One. So I would encourage you to check out that podcast.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, now let's talk about self-employed retirement accounts. How many of those can you have? Well, you've got several options to save for retirement when you're self-employed, either with or without employees. In addition to a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA, depending on your income for the Roth, a couple of excellent options are a SEP IRA and a solo 401k. You can contribute to a SEP IRA, or that stands for Simplified Employee Pension, if you have any size business with or without employees. And this is a type of self-employed retirement plan that I have, and I really love it because it's quite flexible. Very few administrative burdens come with it. It's just really easy. But with a SEP IRA, contributions can only come from you as the employer. Your employees can never contribute their own money. So you have to be committed to putting money in for your employees. For 2023, you can make SEP IRA contributions for each employee, and that includes yourself as the owner, up to 25% of each employee's compensation for a maximum of $66,000. There are no catch-up contributions allowed for SEP IRA participants over 50. And the other account I mentioned, a solo 401k, is similar to a regular 401k that's offered by many, you know, larger employers, but it's available when you're self-employed and don't have any full-time employees other than a spouse. You can make contributions as both an owner and an employee of your business. A solo 401k can offer the highest contribution limit, so it's an excellent option when you've got high self-employment income and no employees other than a spouse. For 2023, you can contribute up to $66,000 or $73,500 if you're over 50 to a solo 401k, because it does come with that additional catch-up contribution. So in general, you can only use one self-employed retirement plan per business. However, let's say you've got multiple businesses. Maybe you've got multiple companies, or, you know, you've got a company and a side gig that you do on your own. You could have a SEP IRA for one and a solo 401k for the other. That could make sense if one business has employees and the other doesn't. If you have one business with a SEP IRA and another business with a solo 401k, you could double your contribution limits if you have that much income. You could contribute up to $66,000 to the SEP IRA and $66,000 or $73,500 if you're over 50 to the solo 401k. So your contribution limits for 2023 could be $132,000. So that's $66,000 plus $66,000 or $139,500. That would be $66,000 plus $73,500 if you're over 50. And if you're thinking, well, Laura, I don't have self-employment income, or I don't have that much self-employment income to be able to max out those accounts, that's no problem. You know, a common retirement question I hear is whether you can max out a retirement plan at work and have an IRA in the same year. And the short answer is yes. However, if your income exceeds a limit for 2023, some or all of your traditional IRA contributions may not be deductible. You can still contribute, they just may not be partially or fully deductible. So here are the limits for that. If you're a single taxpayer, you get a full traditional IRA deduction when your MAGI is up to $73,000. And if it goes up to $83,000, that in that window between $73,000 and $83,000, you get a partial deduction for those contributions. But if your income is at or above $83,000, you're not going to get a deduction on your traditional IRA contributions when you also have a retirement plan at work. Married taxpayers filing a joint return will get a full deduction if your household magi is up to $116,000. And if you go up to $136,000, you'll get a partial deduction, but you get no traditional IRA deductions at or above $136,000. And married taxpayers filing separate returns get a partial deduction when your magi is less than $10,000 and no deduction at or above $10,000. In other words, if your income is below these thresholds for your tax filing status and you want to save more than what you're saving at work and you do want to get a tax deduction for it with a traditional IRA, contributing to a traditional workplace plan and a traditional IRA is a really great option. Now, here's another situation that affects married people. Let's say your spouse works for a small company that does not offer a retirement plan, but you are covered by a 401k at work. That situation also limits how much you can deduct for traditional IRA contributions based on your household income. So if you're not covered by a retirement plan at work, but your spouse is, here are the rules for 2023. Married taxpayers filing joint returns would get a full deduction when household magi is up to $218,000 and a partial deduction if you're earning up to $228,000 and you receive no traditional IRA deduction at or above $228,000. And married taxpayers filing separate returns get a partial deduction when your magi is less than $10,000 and no deduction at or above $10,000. I know I'm throwing a ton of numbers at you here, and this gets a little complicated. So feel free to take a look at the show notes. Listen to this show again if you want to really absorb what I'm saying. So due to these restrictions with a traditional IRA, I would encourage you to consider using a Roth IRA instead if your income allows it. A Roth IRA is never deductible because you make contributions on an after-tax basis. Therefore, it doesn't conflict with having a workplace retirement plan. But if your income is too high to qualify for a Roth IRA, your only option is to make non-deductible traditional IRA contributions. And to help with the record keeping, if you do that, be sure that you're filing IRS Form 8606 called Non-Deductible IRAs. While you won't get an immediate tax benefit for making a non-deductible IRA contribution, your investment gains are still tax deferred until you make withdrawals in retirement, which is still a really terrific benefit that you shouldn't overlook. I know I've thrown a whole lot at you in this show about retirement accounts, but my goal here is to help you understand that you can have more than one retirement account depending on your situation and your income, and that if you don't exceed the limits, you really can use multiple accounts to turbocharge your retirement savings. And I would encourage you to take a look at how you can do that, how you can use more retirement accounts to really boost your retirement savings and give yourself more financial security. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with editing by Adam Cecil. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.